Matt, you've been in the hall for years and years and years. All of a sudden, this renovation comes up.
I don't know about this years and years and years thing, man.
You basically lived there.
Yeah.
When did the spark ignite? I know you're a photographer, so you got your clearance to get in the hall from Messer, I guess, right?
Yeah, and 3CDC also. Mm-hmm. I think it had to be cleared through both.
How many pictures had you taken when you said, hey, maybe I should do a book?
In the end, you know, I ended up with 17,000 pictures. At least half of them must be junk, right? I mean, I haven't even looked at a lot of them.
Well, you've not been publishing the junk because the ones I've seen on Facebook are pretty spectacular.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have to cull them down for sure. They say the difference between a good photographer and a great photographer is the editing.
So what are some of the things that you stumbled upon, some of the things that surprised you, some of the things that blew you away in your traipsing through that old hall?
My favorite part of the hall is this part between the main building and the south building. There's a stairway that hadn't really seen the light of day, except for people throwing old remnants of carpeting. And actually, I referred to it as the Rapunzel room, just because there was this room that was part of the tower that you can see from Elm Street, and these beautiful, tall, arched windows. And I just thought of my kids' fairy tales, mm-hmm. and I could see Rapunzel throwing her hair down. But the hallway, you go down the stairway, and it had this beautiful wrought iron stairs, and the walls were in an exquisite state of neglect. And I loved the colors of the wall and the textures. And the stairway led, it was like a back way into the ballroom from the third floor down to the second floor where the ballroom was.
Then you got up into the attic. Pretty window up there, isn't there?
There's a really wonderful window. And I kept waiting for the perfect clear shot. But first, there was a lot of ductwork in the beginning that blocked a clear shot. And then there were work lights. And now there's scaffolding, I guess, for a screen. So I did get some fun photographs there.
The book is called Through the Lens, the remaking of Cincinnati's Music Hall. It's due out in just a couple of weeks, in the 1st of December. Your wife worked with you on this as well, didn't she?
Yeah, I couldn't have done it without Shelley. She got started in writing as a journalist and worked for the Cincinnati Enquirer. It's been 20 years, though, that she's been freelance, and she does corporate communications and runs her own business and project management. And I don't know what she thought, but for me, it was great for the relationship because, of course, I knew she was a writer, but to be the subject of her skills was really eye-opening. It's like, wow, you're really good at this, because I'm so disorganized. And man, she, you know, at the beginning of the project, Monday morning, I'd have a sheet of paper on the kitchen table. Here's your to-do list for this week. You need to get this to the publisher on this date. You need to make these phone calls. And, you know, I couldn't have organized it without that. And she's done all the writing of the book. And for each section, there's an essay for each chapter.
How many chapters are there? Ballpark.
Let's see. 4 or 5 chapters. Start with the prelude, where they're hauling out the chandeliers and the packing up the mirrors. And it ends with Coda, which is opening night and the final touches.
But what are your thoughts on what has happened and how it turned out, both aesthetically and sonically?
I think aesthetically, it's a great success insofar as unquestionably you still have the feel of that late 1800s building. And you still have the amenities of the 21st century, though. When you see how much Cat 6 cable went through that building for Wi-Fi and for audio and video and all that stuff, and the HVAC work that went into that, it's really remarkable. And I think I love the smaller auditorium as a performer. What I really missed when I moved here from San Diego was the feeling of connectedness with the audience. And I feel like having moved the orchestra out and the more intimate downstairs area, orchestra level is a real plus for performing. And the only thing I've gotten to hear from the hall is the piano concerto opening night, the Beethoven piano concerto. And I thought it just sounded terrific.
Mm-hmm. Did you move around?
I did. And, you know, any hall changes where you move. And like before, there are better and worse seats. But I think the bottom line is way raised. The hall is much more consistent. And overall, I think it's a more cohesive sound.
As far as putting the book together, you'd never done this before, have you?
No, you know, I did a self-published book of my street photography around music hall, the other side of music hall.
Self-published, so you didn't have to go through anyone.
I didn't go through a publisher.
Okay, so this time you did. Yeah. Were there any surprises along the way there?
No. Basically, I went to the publisher. He helped me select papers. He connected me with a designer to design the book. And he made the connections for a printer, printed in the United States. Well, the first publisher I went to, actually, there were a number of issues. It was much more expensive, yet it was printed in China. And then we couldn't get the books in time because of the shipping issue. So these will trucked right down, yeah, from Michigan.
He's a bass player with the CSO. He's also a photographer, a fine photographer. And the brand new book is called Through the Lens, the remaking of Cincinnati's Music Hall. He's Matt Zori. And we thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
The book becomes available December 1st. Where?
You can get it through my website. I'm doing a book signing at Joseph Beth on December 11th. I'm doing a book signing at the Mercantile Library on December 5th in the evening.
Is it available at CSO concerts?
It's available in the Bravo Shop. And I'm pretty sure the Fountain Square bookseller will be carrying it. I've been in touch with them.
And we'll put a link at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.